Well, once again, here in New York for the New York International Auto Show. And who do I bump into but my buddy Chris Duke from Motors TV? I knew you were here. I just didn't think I'd bump into you this quick. So you've been walking around.
Yep.
You're doing some stuff with General Motors.
Pardon the sirens. They're coming to get you.
Yeah, that's all right. This is New York City, right? You are doing like a technology kind of review of what GM is doing. And maybe you give us a little insight of what you've been seeing here.
Yeah, it's for the GM Bi-Power card, actually, not General Motors. They're involved, but it's Capital One and the GM Bi-Power card. They flew me out here to have me represent them and talk tech to the media.
So, talk tech, baby.
Talk tech. So, the things that are big...
I saw you on the news,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, so Fox 5, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, the big things, of course, I mean, you know the infotainment and how that's going, but what GM is doing with it is actually quite interesting. So, they've got 4G LTE in all of their vehicles now across the board, 2017 on.
Which, you know, I mean, for those who don't know what that is, which most of us do, but that's like connectivity. So, if somebody's sitting in your car, they've got their iPad or their tablet or whatever the hell, their phone, and they want to get connected to the internet, the car has the internet like your hotel room. You just log in. Now you got better connectivity. So 4TLE or whatever the hell you call it.
Yeah, 4GLT.
Whatever it is. Like, you know,
so that provides, as you know, Wi-Fi to the passengers of the vehicle.
Right, right. Wi-Fi. What's Wi-Fi? Never mind. Gosh. Go ahead. I'm joking.
So that's really cool for the kids and if you've got a business. It also provides a secondary connectivity backup if your phone's not working because some people sometimes have bad.
What are you looking at me? You looking at me?
Well, you used to.
Yeah.
So it's a good backup. But now what it's also doing is it's providing the vehicle over-the-air updates just like your phone when you want to update your iOS or your Android.
We've talked about this for a long time, yeah. Vehicle over-the-air updates. This is big, you guys. It used to be that the big deal was OnStar, and I worked with OnStar for years because I thought, man, they're cutting edge. You know, it's like if something happens, they know about it, and bing, are you okay? Are you doing okay? You know, they could talk to you, but now they have over-the-air updates.
So, yeah, so
Chris is actually videotaping me doing an interview with him. I love that.
Yeah, so why not? So what that also does is it provides the updates for the infotainment system. And in GM's case, what they did in December, I believe, is they automatically gave all their customers that own 2017 and newer vehicles new functionality. It's called the GM Marketplace. So that was 1.9 million vehicles automatically got this, and they really had no say in the matter. They just got it. But it's kind of like the App Store for GM vehicles. There we are.
Hold on. Yeah, we're videotaping this. You can go to Chris Duke. Where would they find this silly thing you're doing right now?
It's going to be temporary. Actually, it'll be on my Instagram, okay. Chris Duke TV.
Okay.
So it's a really cool thing that they're doing, and that also provides the ability for them to push new functionality to their infotainment system. Right now, in all these GM vehicles, so that's Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, they have this screen that has an app store, and they can order things like Dunkin' Donuts right now. Next one is Starbucks. It's those relationships that you already have loyal programs to.
So right, right. So I was in Hawaii the other day, and there was a big old line to get coffee, and there was a big old line outside to drive in. So I thought, I'll just go inside and sit down and order my coffee and wait. I'm not in a hurry walking around Hawaii. And this lady walks through the front door. She walks right up, grabs a coffee. I mean, I thought to myself, whose coffee? She's stealing a coffee. Stop her, lady. Stop her. No, because she had ordered it on her car phone or something, and they just put it there for her, and she found her name, and this is what they're doing. Your car and your connectivity to the world is changing because of all this type of technology. You have kind of instant gratification.
Right. And so that's going to continue to improve. And it's those brands that you have loyalties with, that you have regular habits with. So Starbucks, you're always going to go stop by and get your venti latte on the way to work or your Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. And so it's those relationships that they're going to continue to add to their marketplace. And then there's also deals, depending on where you are, they'll be little discounts that pop up on the screen and say you can get discounts at this store nearby, things like that.
So. Right. So I have like a Starbucks app, right?
Yeah.
And I pay for my Starbucks with my app, and that now happens hands-free while you're driving your car. You can order it, and you pay for it through your phone, connected to your car, so you're still able to continue motivating down the road hands-free. And that's the beauty of all this kind of stuff, because with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto built into the car, then you now have the ability to keep moving, not crashing because you're not having to hold your phone because your phone is showing up actually in the infotainment system.
Right.
And it's a wonderful convenience. And then over-the-air updates to your car's electronic system too as well. What else did you see that like popped out for the New York Auto Show?
That's such a great segue that popped out literally to what I'm going to talk about right now. So the new Buick Regal has this active hood. It literally pops out the hood in a collision situation.
So the hood, what do you mean? The hood just like pops off? Or what's
the back of the hood, not the front.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it pops up to act like a glove,
right.
Like a cradle.
Right, so this is for if you get hit by this car as a pedestrian, the back of the hood, near closest to the windshield, pops up and it would cradle you. I guess that's what airbags and all the collision, all that stuff is all designed for. People just don't want to think, oh, they've designed a car that's going to hit a pedestrian. Well, at some point, there may be a pedestrian get hit by a car. It happens all the time, even with Uber the other day with their self-driving car. Maybe if that hood had popped up, maybe that might be still alive, right?
So very, very cool tech that's going on. Safety, not just inside the vehicle with the electronics and all this cool Wi-Fi connectivity with your mobile, you know, your mobile habits, but also with the safety features. That was just out of control. But the big trend, as you know, is the crossovers, SUVs, and trucks. Everybody's kind of ditching the sedan. That's what's been mostly announced at the New York Auto Show is the crossovers. And so people are, leaving these other vehicles, their smaller ones, for a roomier vehicle. And every year, the average cost of a vehicle increases. I think it's $33,200 as of February, which is $500 more.
That's the average price?
That's the average, yeah. And so that's what I'm here representing today on this show is the GM Buypower card, because what people can do is they can use this card to it's a credit card, but it's a rewards card as well, and they get 5% back on the first $5,000 in purchases, and then 2% after that, and it renews annually, and so all that goes towards the purchase or lease of a new GM vehicle. So there you go. Buypowercard.com.
Buypowercard.com. Oh, buy. So it's like buying
power. I have it. There it is.
Look at that.
Isn't that neat?
There you go. It's a Capital One Buy Power card. I have two Capital One cards. What's in your wallet, Chris Duke?
What's in your wallet?
All right. Back to the party, the New York International Auto Show. I'm Alan Taylor. That's Chris Duke. You can find him at motors.tv. Make sure you put a Z, MOTORZ.
Chris Duke TV.
.com and Chris Duke TV also, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you'll see me there too because we're buddies. All right. We're going to be right back. It's more live coverage of the New York Auto Show.